So let me tell you what that is vibrationally. It's literally, it's never as personal as we think. It's literally, you have to practice yourself into the stamina of feeling good. You have to practice yourself. Most humans can't feel good for very long. A little longer with alcohol, but you know. Most humans just can't do it. It's just lack of practice. Everything in the human form takes practice. Everything. Practice. And even misery, you have to practice it to get stuck in it. And judgment, you have to practice it out loud to really be good at it. Isn't that crazy? And so we do live in a universe, or we do have a loving creator, or however you want to language it, that says yes to everything. Everything. You want bitterness? Yes, you can have that. You want to play small? Yes, you could have that. You want to feel hurt and betrayed? Yes, you can have that. Isn't that interesting? It's just so dang hard to choose. But it's not so personal. It's, we are evolving the consciousness of our species. It's an amazing thing. It's a magical thing. And it takes some time. So if you weren't resisting the time that it takes, and you weren't making it incredibly personal, you could resonate with the truth of the magnificence of who you are, that you would be awake and desire to feel good. It's a new thing, desiring to feel good. And for many people in other realities where they're experiencing the fight for survival, they don't have the luxury of the space or the time to play this way with their consciousness. And of course it's not easy. It hasn't been done. And so if you could lighten up on yourself, you could have a lot more fun expanding. And if you look at it as it's a practice, can I practice the resonance of success? How long can I hold that? How much could I expand that? Can I practice the resonance of appreciation? We're very habitual beings. And the trickiest part is, it's very difficult to observe yourself. Very difficult to be aware of what you're thinking and that you're corresponding in resonance to it. And then we're all screwed because the minute you think a thought long enough, the chemistry changes, and then the chemistry starts feeding the next thought. So until you develop the stamina for the skill set of observing every thought and everything you speak, it is a very long journey. But what I'm finding that I wanted to share with you tonight is that you can skip that part, take a break, and just fill your body with goodness. Fill your consciousness with goodness. And when you practice that and get really good at it, those patterns of thought, those patterns of limitation in the body, those patterns of limitation in the heart will gently dismantle, disintegrate. It's just a matter of one frequency and another. Yes.
So is there a differentiation between, because I've been tapping by myself, and whenever I go back to early memories, it's a lot comes up. Is that more effective than just tapping on what you see and what you can readily notice? Because sometimes it takes a minute for something to come up, or sometimes it just pops up while I'm tapping, but I wasn't tapping on that. I was tapping on something else, or I was tapping on the right here and now, because that's what was obvious to me.
Well, good. Kudos to you. You're doing a great job. Your psyche is actually working with you to say, oh, and this, clean this. So what I consistently see, and everybody in here will vouch that I nag about it a lot. Two parts. You can't just clear, or you will have a lifetime of clearing. For as much as you tap and you address old perceptions of memories, you don't get rid of the memory. You just change your perception on it. You want to spend equal time putting in new behavior, new thoughts, new ways of speaking, new ways of thinking. If you don't do both, you will meet many healers who always have something to heal. Because that's their dominant. If you're in the action of, oh, I have so much to clear. Oh, this is good clearing. Oh, I'm clearing some more. Oh, I'm clearing some more. What do you get? Yes, you could have more to clear. Yes, clear. Yes. So you want to do both. And eventually what happens is tapping really works. So tapping just gives you some space. Then you want to quick put something else in. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Do you have the same memories come up, or are you really doing a big clear out?
There are a handful of them. It's probably about four or five, at least over the past few weeks. It's been the same four or five, but it's something different every time. It's like a different aspect for the same memory. Oh, well, I felt this the last time I tapped, but now here's another feeling, like maybe I was abandonment or rejection, but now here's I didn't feel safe, or I wasn't in control, or I felt like somebody else was controlling me, but it's something different. But it's the same, say, 3 to 5 memories.
Okay, and you know, we all kind of come in with a few dominant themes to clear. Just be sure, what's the opposite of that?
Safety.
Okay, you ready?